You're listening to the audio production of Distortion by Terry Blackstock, published by Zondervan and read by Nan Gurley.
Chapter 1. Juliet Cole watched her husband through the windshield, wishing he'd stop brooding. His jaw popped as he stood at the gas pump, scowling at the dollar amount of the fuel going into the U-Haul truck. She couldn't say she blamed him for his foul mood tonight. This was the fourth time in the last year he'd taken the day off from his practice to help her sister Holly move, and it had been a long day. A white Camaro pulled up between her silver caravan and the U-Haul truck Bob was about to return, illuminated by the gas station's lights. The man inside looked toward Bob, then turned to peer at Juliet. Did she know him? Just in case, she lifted her fingers in a wave. The man looked away and pulled on through. Bob put the gas pump back into its cradle. He grabbed the receipt, then climbed back into the box truck. He pulled out without a word, expecting her to follow. Maybe when the truck was returned and he was back in the van, she could coax him into a better mood. She followed him down the highway where sleazy clubs with neon signs lined the streets, Friday night partiers' cars crammed into the parking lots. Juliet would have preferred a safer location after dark, but this was the only U-Haul store that had the size truck they needed, and they'd been instructed to return it to the same place they'd rented it. Her husband's left turn signal came on, and she pulled in behind him. There were no lights in the parking lot. Uneasy, she clicked on her locks. Though the parking lot was empty, she pulled between the white lines of a parking space, facing the depository box 40 feet away. Bob